Hachette Audio presents We Rule the Night, written by Claire Eliza Bartlett, read by Chloe Cannon. To my grandmother, Lorene Bowling, who worked for the U.S. Air Force and never let her male-dominated society, or anyone for that matter, dictate how she would manage her life. 1. Night won't prevent us. Revna didn't realize the war had come to them, not until the factory stopped. She sat at her conveyor belt like a good citizen, oblivious to the oncoming storm from the west. The organized cacophony of industry filled her to the brim. Shining war beetle parts drifted past, twitching and trembling with fear and faint traces of magic. As the belt slowed, the voice of her supervisor emerged from the din. Girls! The hissing, ratcheting, and clanging died away. Revna's fingers were half buried in the oily bones of a leg that shivered and twisted of its own accord. She soothed the living metal, trying to keep the sudden spike in her heartbeat from infecting it with her own unease. In her 3 years working at the factory, she'd never heard the machines go still. She turned her wheelchair away from her workstation and pushed toward her supervisor's voice. Machines towered around her like trees, frozen in the act of spitting out legs, carapaces, and antennae. Revna rounded the base of an enormous sheet press to find Mrs. Rodoya standing at the door to her office, hands clasped over her belly. Other factory girls crept out.